So let's just work out where we are. We've actually done four chapters of the sutra. The Buddha in travesty with the monks, Subhuti's question, and then the Buddha's response to the question about how bodhisattvas stand, progress, control their thoughts. That was chapters 1 and 2, very short chapters, and that's chapters 1 and 2 are page 45 of Wisdom Beyond Words. And then page 46, section 3 is the Buddha's reply about all beings are led to nirvana, but no beings are led to nirvana. And then chapter 4, was all about dana and merit. It's really peculiar. I feel as I've been here for weeks doing this. Is that all we've done? Anyway, never mind. So today we're up to chapter 5, page 47 of Wisdom Beyond Words. So just you've got a bit of orientation, which is all about Buddhahood and the 32 marks. So let's have a look at this. Try and make some sense of it. So the previous section was concerned with dana, generosity. And we did do dana yesterday and generosity, and yes, I think the Dhamma Sutra might be having effects which I haven't sort of expected. yeah, yesterday? I mean, where's yesterday? It's just vanished, isn't it? So the previous section was concerned with dana, with generosity, and by implication the other paramitas. And what we looked at was unsupported, unbounded, egoless giving and living. And living like that, practicing the paramitas in that way, results in a body of merit, a heap of merit, as vast as space. It results in all-pervading goodness for the benefit of all. So that section described very pithily the bodhisattva path. So section three was concerned with the bodhicitta and the bodhisattva's vow, the arising of the will to enlightenment, the commitment to that. Yesterday we looked at the path, particularly from the point of view of dana, of generosity. And with the fifth section, we come to a discussion of the nature of Buddhahood. Let me just read it to you. It's nice and short. The Lord continued, "What do you think, Subhuti? Can the Tathagata be seen by the possession of his marks?" Subhuti replied, "No, indeed, O Lord. And why? What has been taught by the Tathagata as the possession of marks, that is truly a no possession of no marks." The Lord said, "Wherever there is possession of marks, there is fraud. Wherever there is no possession of no marks, there is no fraud. Hence the Tathagata is to be seen from no marks as marks." Discuss.